Blog Talk Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking, and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Change didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Hello, and welcome to The Race on Six Man Radio. I am Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5Colby, and my co-host, Jerome.
This is Jerome. You can find me on Twitter at 5Rome, D-I-T-I-N, Rome. Welcome to The Race.
You had a good week?
Yeah, of course, every week's a good week.
Kind of, every week's a good week. You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Awesome.
But, yeah. So, because you're breaking up, I'm going to go ahead and... Have you noticed the gas prices? Have you gassed up recently? I don't know how often you have to gas up now that you've got that spiffy little car.
Yes, I've noticed gas prices. I don't like it. It's like, as soon as I get a new car, it's going to increase the price itself. I'm paying pretty much the same amount of money for gas. Otherwise, I'll be... putting $20 in my tank
to fill it up. Yeah. The news said that it's been going up every day consistently for the past 32 days. Can you believe that?
That's about as long as I have my car. So you give me some light.
What? I can't. What did you say?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've noticed. I've been going up every day.
Yeah, and I get to gas up after the show.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's $4 on my bike everywhere, or walking.
I wish I wasn't afraid to drive a bike. The way that I drive and then put me on two wheels, that would be really, really bad.
I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be interesting until I was dead. They did say, back to the subject at hand, they did say that it's because refineries are going down and then there's maintenance that they're having to do that they hadn't planned for, which I think is really dumb considering, I mean, that's kind of a big thing that everybody needs in high demand, which is kind of interesting. Why would we have, I guess, a bigger population, but... Or maybe driving season. I don't really know. But higher demand. I guess people are driving around more. Or trying to, if they can afford it.
They won't be driving around for long.
Exactly. Excuse me. There was another. There was another interesting story I saw today. Can I just rant for half a second? I do not like Fox News when you start looking for articles. This was the vaguest article I've ever seen in my life. This literally said that the title is Japanese City Devastated by Tsunami Receives Gift of Gold Worth $250,000. Then there's 5 paragraphs. Basically sentences about it, and that's all. And it's pretty much explained in the entire title. it's ridiculous. But yeah, so they received this gold gift anonymously to the port. I have no idea what port city it is because Fox News sucks. But I thought it was kind of cool after they got hit by the tsunami. I mean, that's hopeful. Congrats, Japan. I mean, I don't know what you say to that, but that's kind of cool. Anything interesting going on where you are? Or do you have anything to offer?
Not so much.
Huh?
Yeah, how do you feel about this nice cold weather we've been getting?
It sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks.
But yeah, it's true. Everybody's all bundled up with me. Oh, it's so cold. It's so cold. And, like, people from north are like, yeah, it's not even cold. What are you talking about? Foolishness. So
I live in Florida for a reason. I like it being warm. I'd take 100 degrees over 60 degrees any day.
60 degrees is not cold.
60 degrees is cold. But it's closer to, like, I think it was below freezing last night. And I actually heard that there were snow flurries around here.
Right.
No, seriously. Right. Like, my friend saw snow flurries.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like the story. It doesn't snow in Florida.
Ridiculous. First time I saw snow was in Florida, actually. Like,
fall. You're in Florida?
Hmm? Yeah, it was in Florida.
Are you in Florida?
A couple years ago, here in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So says you.
So says me.
Yeah.
Well, here's a fun topic. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Super gonorrhea.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, great minds, man. No, gonorrhea, I guess, is getting what's it called? More resistant to all of the different medications. So.
Fighting back.
What?
It's fighting back.
Yeah, it's fighting back, and it's not good. It's
no.
And it's not just like some medications, multiple medications. So. Friendly reminder, get tested, all of that good fun stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know it was the second most infectious disease in America.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is, yeah, I've heard that. I think it's that one and chlamydia. This is such a fun subject. But yeah, so friendly reminder, go get tested. Don't be a whore.
Use a condom.
Yeah, use condoms. Don't have sex, because you'll get pregnant and die.
Yeah, apparently so.
I think that was a quote from Mean Girls, actually. But it's a good quote. I like it. One of my favorites. Dude, did you see how many people have been dying lately?
Same amount every year. You know, a person dies every day.
Well, I think more than one person dies every day. But, like, people that are known is what I mean.
Stars?
Yeah, well, yes. Yes, I believe.
Who do you have to treat as Judy?
What?
Who do you have for us that died?
Mindy McCready, who was a country singer. Jerry Huss, who owned the Lakers.
Yes.
And Tony Sheridan, who, I guess, played with the Beatles. They all died. And it's very sad.
Natural causes. Well, I know Buzz, he died from kidney failure. He was big cancer.
Right. And Minnie McCready killed her dog and then herself.
All right.
She apparently had been going through some stuff.
Apparently.
I do not know what Tony Sheridan died of. It's just, I'm like, wow, what a depressing world we live in. Gas prices are really high, and The news is very vague. People are dying, and there's super gonorrhea.
I find it interesting. The news is very vague about certain topics. It's about something, you know, like, speaking of which, you promised us an update for, what's the name? The ex-cop.
Dorner. Christopher Dorner.
Yes, Dorner.
What did you say? Update you?
Yes. You promised us an update. Not just me, but,
our
wonderful listeners as well.
So putting words in my mouth. I did not promise anything.
Yes, you did.
I did nothing. I take credit for nothing. But it was confirmed early last week that he was in a cabin that they surrounded, and there was gunfire, and then it blew up, and he died. Basically the story. And ever since, it's gotten very hush-hush in the media, which is
very hush-hush and vague.
Expected, but also kind of sad. I haven't really looked into it much. I've just noticed that, like, now nobody cares. Nobody's really talking about it.
Who gets the ransom?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about
not
that.
Ransom, but, you know, the
the
reward.
The information money. Yeah, I don't know. I never heard anything about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody even did, honestly. Although there were those people coming forward saying, oh, he took my car and oh that. So, like, maybe they split it up. But I doubt that the whole $1 million or however much it was actually given away. I highly doubt that. Mm-hmm. But let's go to a music break.
Alright.
You want to introduce it?
No, you can introduce this one.
I don't introduce
it. I'll do the next one.
Alright, well, then this is Childish Gambino Freaks and Geeks.
Right, Gambino is the mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange rind. Smoke your green, I'm spending mine. The beat is witch's brew. But beware, this shit is potent. Coming on her face. Now there's poetry in motion. Yeah, Gambino, make it work. On the boss, move something. Yeah, this cool fucking suits me. Swag suit button. Yeah, these girls be acting crazy when they're dancing Black Swan. I ain't fucking at the club. Put your clothes back on. Yeah, this beat is a disaster. 9/11, this track. Rappers wanna battle me. I have to mail their heads back. In my click, make that De Niro, so it's time to meet the fuckers. I am running this bitch, you are just a dog walker. Leaving with your girl when we last seen each other. Yeah, you fucking with the baddest like we tag team. Rihanna, fly girl on her knees. She don't wanna come near me. Yeah, my dick is too big. There's a Big Bang Theory. Got a picture in my iPhone. What do y'all think? Why y'all niggas masturbate? I'm in that Ariel pink. If I am just a rapper, man, you could've fooled me. I'm the shit. When these dudes talking, fool me. Every single culture, Filipino, Armenian girls on my sofa. Yeah, I like a white girl. Sometimes we get together, need a thick chick though. So it's black and yellow, black and yellow. Love is a trip, but fucking is a sport. Are there Asian girls here? Minority Report. Put your team on the map. Blake Griffin on the court. Niggas biting off my tracks. Need a knife and a fork. We the illest, need a nurse. Here's the check. Grab your purse unless we fucking. Then I'll pay for all the food on the earth, man. Niggas call me faggot cause they closet and I'm hot as shit. Coming out the backside of a rocket shit, it's monster shit. You dudes are the opposite of rockness, it's responding to this. We can swap the beef right now like sausages. Chilling with my N-word, say it like a white kid. Yes, your booty's big as hers, say that to my white bitch. So she don't get embarrassed, my dick is made of carrots. Bunnies wanting to be fed it, I meant honeys, oh forget it. I have worked all winter, I will not fail summer. In the back of a bush like Gavin Rossdale, drummer. Yeah, my singer's in the flower. I hope she let me pollinate. Working hard as shit. Yeah, this beat is made from concentrate. Nigga, can't you tell that my sample of Adele was so hot? I got these hood niggas blowing up my cell. Swag out the ass. I'm the man. Fuck Chico. Took the G out your waffle. All you got left is your ego. Think about it for a second, man. We eating, where's your breakfast, man? You hungry? Have this sandwich. Got my wallet, cheese and lettuce. An elephant never forgets, so my stick remembers everything. Green inside your wallet is that pussy open sesame. Running the game, fucking my fan, running the earth. Give me a month. Told all you niggas I'm in it to win it, 'cause having an Emmy just wasn't enough. You get sloppy drunk. I say, what you need? My click should be canceled. Freaks and geeks. Freaks and geeks.
Hello, and welcome back to The Rage on Six Man Radio. I am Cat 5 Colby, and my co-host has stepped out for a minute. As you know, if you've listened before, we're both in Florida, and if you listen to the media and everything, you know that people like to rag on Florida quite a bit, and because a lot of stupid things happen here. One very interesting story that came up today, well, not today, it was earlier last week. A man actually got out of a ticket by showing his nuts.
Yeah, I saw that. Interesting. But it turned out happening was a lady, this guy, she thought he was masturbating while in the parking lot of the CVS. Because he was a cheating bill, he could see any of his genitals or his hands or anything like that. She reported up and down motion as he was sitting in the car.
Yep, so. And so she called the cops because she thought that stuff was going on. And they encountered him, however they decided to do it, and pretty much asked him what was going on, or was there any reason that he might have been reported for something. And he's like, yeah, I've got a rash on my balls. Scratching them. And to get out of it, he asked if he could show the cops his nuts, and they said okay for, I guess it's necessary, but... Yeah, so he got out of the ticket. I just thought that was like really funny. I'm like, man, Florida gets picked on enough. We don't need to go around showing our junk to people. Although, right. I mean, yeah, it's nowhere near the same as what like how I pull down my shirt when I get pulled over type thing, you know. So a little bit of a girl. What? Hello? He keeps dropping off, and I'm not really sure why. Another interesting story. Well, speaking of genitalia, you know how women might relate to this better than men. Sometimes you are in a low-cut shirt or something, your nipple just kind of slips out, and it's quite embarrassing when that happens. There's actually and it's of course it's never on purpose. Representative Rayne Brown from North Carolina introduced a bill this week criminalizing nipple exposure. I mean, obviously, it's already against the law, or it's indecent exposure, I guess, to pull out your boobs and walk around. But I guess he's just saying that it needs to be more solid on what that means. So they're trying to make that illegal, and that, while it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, it really could be. I mean, at least it's not in like New Orleans or anything like that, right, where that kind of stuff is part of the culture. If that makes sense. We're going to go to another music break. This is John Legend with Tonight.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep you warm and in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. We throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course meal for real.
Welcome back to The Race. My name is Colby, Cat5Colby on Twitter. That's K-A-T-5-C-O-L-B-Y. You can join in the discussion there, or you can call in and talk to us as well at 646-478-3599. And I believe my co-host is finally back with us, and hopefully for good.
This is Rome. Please excuse me. I've been having technical difficulties with my devices over here. You can find me on Twitter at Vibe and Rome, V-I-B-A-N-R-O.
So now you've got your technology right and your voice is messing up?
Yeah.
and then I need you to get it together.
I'm trying. I really am, but I don't know what's going on right now. So I'm loud and clear now.
Wow.
Before I was rudely interrupted by this unfortunate event.
Should I play the Jeopardy music? I mean, I brought it just for this. Hold on. No. We'll wait. Give me 1 second. Wait. Now we're having to wait on me. Okay. All right.
I'm ready.
Okay. Go for it. What's your subject?
Anyway. The 10 worst tech ripoffs. The internal storage on your phone or tablet. That's what I believe left off. Like I was saying, the internal storage is like the how much space you pretty much have to apply any applications or games or what have you on your phone or tablet. So the ripoff being you paying so little or so much for the base level amount of memory, so to speak. I'm trying to keep this as non-technical as possible because I can go on in technical terms and just be talking over a lot of people's heads. So anyway, the more space you want, it's generally, you know, the more expensive the devices. For example, for the iPad, mini, you have to pay about 3.9 for memory, the device was 16 gigabytes, so basic memory. So, and then if you want more, you have to pay around like $5.29 for 64. And that's crazy because you don't need you generally don't need that much memory depending on what you're doing. But what you should do is get a phone or tablet that you can have like a SD card or you know, you can add your own memory to it. That way it's a whole lot more cost effective and you can't switch in and out however much memory that you want. Number eight, buying a phone through your carrier. Now, this is always bad for me because you would think if you were directly to the carrier, they would get the best price, but that's not always the case for most people.
I do have something to add to that one, though. I mean, buying through your carrier, let me interject. As far as buying through your carrier, I have Virgin Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
While some might laugh at that, it is pretty freaking cheap. But the phones are pretty expensive, and no matter where you buy them from, they're going to be expensive. All right, now you can continue.
As far as really interrupted by a non-technical savvy individual over here, that's generally the case, but if you go to, like, especially on Black Friday, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the recent past Black Friday, you can get a new phone for $1. One of these is up to date. The Galaxy 5, the Galaxy 4S, or like the Galaxy Note, all these like new touchscreen phones you can get. You got to cut the iPhone for really cheap, like I think it was $5. Like the new one. Anyway, that would never happen if you went through like the carriers of like Verizon or Sprint or AT&T. So, when you're phone shopping for your new phone, you know, look around. Don't hesitate to shop around with like Amazon or Video Shack or any other venue, Best Buy too, versus going into the actual carrier to get your phone. You will save a whole lot more money. Am I boring?
Yes.
Fine.
Go on, continue.
I'll just skip around to the rest of them because a lot of them kind of get in-depth technical-wise, and there's too much. I'll be very long-winded trying to explain
some of these. But Price and Cable.
We're all used to that, though.
Yeah, whatever. Price and Cable, like the Alright, it's HDMI cable, so one that makes your HD look stand out, look crisp and sharp. You should never pay more than, maybe between $15 or $20 for a cable, for anything. I mean, there's nothing that's really different from like a low end cost cable to an expensive cable. They just want add on fancy words like gold plated disc or like top notch or high durability on your cord. So if you're paying about $40 for a cable, you should stop returning it and get something a lot cheaper and it works the same, if not better. What?
I'm agreeing with you. That's ridiculous to pay $40 for a cord. I'm on your side this time. I'm not arguing. Yes.
Better not. But at least the carrier GPS, I guess this is on a carrier bashing spree. Do not use the carrier GPS to get you places. I mean, it not only is it used for it, but there's a lot. There's another one, Google Duo. You know, GPS and Garmin will get you places relatively cheap, if not like really low cost. But the ones that the carriers use, they charge you arm and leg for it, and it's not that good because they don't put in enough time and energy into making it as crisp and helpful as you know, main GPS itself.
And on that note, I've got a Garmin that I probably used for a year, and then I got a smartphone and have never touched it again because of, they've got the free apps that,
right.
If you don't like one app style, there's another app that'll do the same exact thing.
Exactly.
So, anybody wants to buy a Garmin, $50. I paid $100 for it, and now I'm like, that was a waste of money.
Yeah. See? Case in point.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was a different time, though. That was several years ago.
So it was really out of date.
Very, very much so. I like how, by the way, I definitely like how the guy who's all, like, tech-savvy and in his own world with all this tech crap is the one that's having all the technical difficulties. Can I just throw that in there? When you're not having technical difficulties, then you can't speak because you're coughing or you're dying or you're doing something. It's just why? Oh, see? Exactly. He just dropped. I need a different co-host. I'm going to fire him or something. That's perfect timing, though. Absolutely perfect. Okay, well, now that he's done with that, and maybe he'll come back. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, hey, you're back.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying anything bad or anything.
Right.
Just that you are awesome, the best co-host ever, and I would never want to replace you, ever.
That's true, that is. I doubt I'll ever hear that come out of your mouth. Be truthful. And be
what?
Sincere.
Me?
That's true,
never.
Bye.
Okay, so on to a different topic. There is a terrorist. The terrorist that is in jail for... pretty much being the mastermind behind the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, is now suing to end his solidarity because he's pretty much kept by himself all day, every day. And he's got a 240-year sentence with no parole. Oh,
that's
why?
That's the time.
What?
That's a, you said 200 and what year?
He's got got life with no parole plus 240 years.
So
for
if
masterminding
he's about a life sentence, then yes, 240 more years to take it out.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. But he's in solitary confinement, and he's saying it's somewhere in Colorado. And the statement that was put out to the press was, I request an immediate end to my solitary confinement and ask to be in a unit in an open prison environment where inmates are allowed outside their cells for no less than 14 hours a day. I have been in solitary confinement in the U.S. since February 8, 1995, with no end in sight. I further ask not to be in handcuffs or leg irons when moved outside of my cell. How do you feel about that?
First off, if you're in solitary confinement, how do you have all this, like, power to, you know, make these kind of statements?
I mean, you can always, you can always do legal action while you're in the pen, I think. Because, I mean, people do appeals and stuff while they're locked up. So,
well, I just find it interesting that this guy is saying all this and making a list of demands, saying how, you know.
I mean, you only killed.
Think what he's in for.
Right. He killed 6 people and injured more than 1,000. He was also convicted of trying to kill Pope John Paul II and President Clinton and plotting to bomb planes. He's related to Khalid Muhammad, who is allegedly the mastermind behind the September 11th attacks. So, it all.
So he's upset that we stuck him in a hole for rot.
Right.
And he was kind of sympathy. No, just sit in your hole, shut up. You don't see that.
He's mad we stuck him in a hole to rot, and then Osama bin Laden was mad that we were trying to force him out of the hole that he was rotting in. So, I mean,
right.
He's never happy.
I know, right? People these days, the nerve that they have.
I know.
How dare you retaliate to my actions?
Exactly.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so I thought that was interesting. And, I mean, dude, you're in the U.S. Good luck with that. Like, you just, no, it's not happening.
Right.
Thumbs up for trying.
I guess good effort. Good try.
Yeah, I guess maybe. While we're kind of on the subject, though, I mentioned Bin Laden. The Navy SEAL that killed him is now out of work and has no insurance.
Right.
And he's pissed off about it, which I don't blame him.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I'm pissed off, too.
Yeah, he served for 16 years, and I guess he thought when he got out he would still have, you know, the insurance and benefits, and they were like, oh, no. So he was, like, 4 years short of retirement.
Right.
He didn't
I heard about this one. I looked up myself, and yeah, he's pissed, because they promised him, you know, this, that, and the other, and in addition to that, you know, his retirement pension that he's supposed to get. He's supposed to still be covered, you know, after he's done with the military, and then they said they were going to set him up for a job driving trucks, you know, so he, you know, wanted to go ahead and fully retire. But none of that was given to him, so, yeah, they just kind of hung him out to dry, considering, you know, how long he served the country.
What? Sorry, I didn't, what?
How long he served our country, that was the last thing I said.
Ridiculous.
No. Yes, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. let's go on and take another music break. I like this song coming up. Justin Timberlake, Suit and Tie, Jay-Z. Something I like.
welcome back to the race. This is Colby. I'm Colby. It's Cat5Colby on Twitter. You can join in the discussion on there, or you can call in. The number is 646-478-3599. Call in and talk to me, because apparently my co-host doesn't want to.
First off, I am still here.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at VibinRome. On the discussion of technical difficulties, the Bermuda Triangle has come back up in the news. I guess emerged after, I guess, taking a little bit of a nap and a little bit of a break of wreaking havoc on travelers by plane Bolt. A man, Mr. Vittorio Menzoni, probably butchered his name, but disappeared while trying to travel in that region. And if you don't know, the Bermuda Triangle spans from Miami, Florida, to San Juan, Puerto Rico, to Bermuda. And that little area in there has people been known to disappear, have radio technical
difficulties,
the radio. Yes, technical difficulties. The radio, cell phones, all their equipment just has been on the fail, and they just plan on disappearing. Nobody can seem to find anything, you know, not even like evidence of them crashing. So, if anything, that's all I'm blaming my technical difficulty on. New triangles come back to effect. So, yeah.
So, you're blaming your phone messing up and all your technical difficulties on that?
Yes. Even though we're not in triangle zone, per se.
What, you think are you close enough to Miami or something?
Close to you, to Miami.
That's not the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what?
Hey, did you hear about the meteor in Russia?
The meteor hitting a bunch of different places, and yeah, I did.
I found that thing was bulging. It was coming. I think they said 40. Over 40 kilometers.
40 kilometers. Oh. The different... Weren't there several little? Was it only
well,
one?
Well, it was fine. So that's the reason it caused so much damage, because it couldn't evaporate in the atmosphere. And due to its size as well, it was just pretty damaging of an event. What are you going to say?
I can't understand what the hell you're saying, sir. I really can't.
What I was saying was, what the report is saying, the reason why it was so destructive is because of the speed that it was coming into the atmosphere and the at the point of impact.
Break off in different areas? No?
No, well, it did. That's the thing. But it was still relatively large because it wasn't able to burn up in our atmosphere like everything else does. And the angle that it came into the it hit us at, well, not us, but Russia.
Us, Russia, you know, same thing. We're close enough. Okay,
the angle that it hit at is why it's so damaging as well.
Very nice story, sir.
Thank you.
I've got a more fun one, though. Well, I don't know about fun, but a more interesting one. Maker's Mark came out, I think, last week saying that they were going to decrease the alcohol percentage, alcohol volume.
No.
They did. From 45% to 42% to in order to meet rising global demand. You mad? You mad, bro?
Yeah, Maker's Mark is good. It's good stuff.
Um, you should be happy, though, because they did reverse their decision. And starting today, they said they will resume production at 45%, just the way it always has been since the beginning. And they apologized and all that.
Well, I was only upset because I went on a little, whiskey, bourbon, kind of spring. Taste for a little bit. I was trying to see different types of whiskeys and scotch and of that nature. So when I came across mink, it was good. You know,
is that the shit that you drink
good,
all watered
it wasn't
down?
Too strong. I didn't feel.
That's a no.
What'd you say? I wasn't
listening. Is that that shit that you drink that's all watered down? Alright, so
it
there
wasn't
was
watered
one
down.
Time.
That was something else.
No. I'm telling the story. There was this one time where there was a new club and I made Rome go out with me and check out the club because I liked it. And he walks up with some watered down, was it whiskey or bourbon?
Actually, that night it was Makers.
Uh-huh.
It was on the rocks and the ice. What do you want me to do about that?
Oh, but I don't want it watered down. I'm going to water it down myself. Mm-hmm.
This
that makes sense.
Is it too much to ask that just happens to melt in warm liquid, especially alcohol melts faster than anything else, well, than other liquids. So, yeah, it was ice. It melted. Which is kind of warm. It was good,
I'm not buying it. No, I tried some of that. That was not good.
It's a men's drink, right?
Oh,
it's not fruity. It's what men drink, you know. So it's not just good as a male. Men.
Give your chest a couple, what do they call it? Pound your chest a little bit.
Yeah.
You're all proud over there.
You always see in, like, the TV shows and, like, movies or, like, even if you know somebody's fancy, you go to the place and, would you like to find, bourbon that I've acquired over the course of, you know, my adventures or whatever, you know, you cut it water, you can drink it straight, but you don't pour a shot of water and you just sip on it. It's something to sip on. You're not supposed to, like, just drip down, like, a shot or anything like that. So that's the purpose of bourbon. It may not taste
good
fruity and all delicious, so you won't just suck it down, but you're supposed to sip on it. It's a physical class, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Got a problem with that? You know, you stick with your little fruity drinks. How about that?
I'm fine with my happy little fruity drinks. I am quite happy with them. They get me there. They get me there quickly because they're nice and sweet. I am quite all right with that. You can keep your bourbon. It's expensive,
well,
and you water
you
it down.
Whenever you want to man up. go to bourbon.
I'm pretty happy without having a hairy chest. Thank you. I would say, have you heard, but I know that you haven't because you're never on Twitter. Except for today, I'm proud of you for trying to, you know, give me some shit.
Yeah, you should be proud. How many tweets was that? That was a good 5 or 6 tweets.
Yeah. And most of it was bitching like a woman. But whatever.
Hey, tweet the tweets. Quality of the tweets are not important.
Today Burger King's Twitter account got hacked though, and so they changed the name of it to McDonald's. It was at Burger King, and the name that came up was McDonald's, and they changed all of the pictures, and they started like. Whoever did it started putting up, like, they tweeted some pretty bad stuff for Burger King. Like, try our new BK bath salt, 99% MDPV. Buy a Big Mac and get it gram free. With pictures and all kinds of stuff. Like, they did a good number on it.
Wow.
And I would imagine that they changed the password and everything for it.
Of course.
I'm going to check it right now, but I'm fairly sure it's still says McDonald's.
They haven't.
What?
I said they haven't had a chance to correct it or tag back into their own thing.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening because I was tweeting. I was on freaking Twitter trying to search it. And what the first thing that comes up is Burger King McDonald's. Because they've messed it up so bad. What were you saying?
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how I was telling people about on one of our shows, one of our first shows, how you should walk off to yourself?
Yes.
So you don't get hacked or
yes.
Make a strong password? Case in point, this keeps happening. People listen and make their passwords a lot stronger than what they are.
Yeah,
and
Burger
log
King
off.
Wasn't listening to you.
When you're done
so
with something, log off, because if you help people, you get into yourself, change your passwords, and recap it, as Burger King is experiencing right now.
McDonald's did send out a tweet, though, like the legit McDonald's sent out a tweet saying, "We empathize with our Burger King counterparts. Rest assured, we had nothing to do with the hacking." That
right,
was retweeted 8,060 times.
But the advertising, though, hey.
What?
I said the advertising for McDonald's helps.
Yeah, for real. Although it wasn't necessarily positive for anyone. It was just somebody messing with it, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Did you know that watching porn is bad for your smartphone?
Said watching what?
Porn.
Porn?
Yes.
Is what?
Bad for your smartphone.
Oh, you have to elaborate on this one.
Yeah, it's less than 1% of all mobile traffic, but it, you know, people use it for that. I mean, it is like a handy if you need it in an odd place.
No pun intended.
But yeah, it's worse for it, I guess, because I mean this your let's see. No, it's your little area, all this techie shit. But I guess it's harder to tell if it's a bad site or a good site.
Oh.
Maybe you don't care as long as there's sex, I'm not really sure, but
oh, that's your problem with this. All right, you want me to take over since this is my field of expertise?
Yeah, sure, go on. Toot that little horn of yours.
I shall do this, that. Well, this goes back to show, this goes back to, virus
what?
Is going on your phone. On your phone. That's what it's talking about.
If
you don't already know, there are good porn sites and there are bad porn sites. Good porn sites, because the people trying to get their information to hack possibly your Twitter, Burger King, stay off your smartphone.
Right.
So since the smartphones aren't computers, they can't really determine whether a site is legit or not if it masks itself as it. Where on a computer, you can pretty much tell if a site's legit or because it presents certain credentials that let you know, that lets the computer know that this is not that bad of a site. But if you can do that from a smartphone, it's less secure. So you run the risk of getting your phone hacked and your different various accounts hacked and giving you all your information as well as your contacts. I kept that short. You should be proud.
You did. You kept that really short. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I definitely am.
I
totally unrelated, but I thought it would be a good conversation piece. CNN had an article on whether or not vets with PTSD or mental illness should still have access to guns. Of course, there's all that controversy right now about gun control and all that going on in politics. I I have PTSD, and I know from experience that I should probably not have a gun right now because of it.
Rolling my eyes over here.
No. Did I tell you that there? Okay. I don't know if I told you the story or not. Well, I think I did. You can stop rolling your eyes.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, actually, the same club I was talking about earlier, I went to that a couple months after being diagnosed or told that I had PTSD. And there was a guy that came up and grabbed me from behind trying to dance with me. He was pretty drunk. And I turned around and I have a temper, but it usually takes me forever to get there. But it was like flipping a switch. I was immediately in his face, yelling, screaming. This is not how I normally am. You know that. What?
Quite a sight to see.
Yeah. And I came pretty close to hitting him, punching him, not like smacking him. I don't do that girly crap. And after that, I was like, it's a good thing that I don't have a weapon on me, because if I did, I probably would have just shot him. Like, I was that, part of that kind of, it turns into like a switch. Like, if you get triggered, then you're just like immediately in fight or flight, whichever you feel at the time. And usually it's fight.
Right.
So, On one hand, I can see what the argument is, but on the other hand, I mean, they're trained, and like, I don't know. And another part of this story is, you know that you. Sorry, I'm gonna hurt him. You get told that you have PTSD by a doctor, and the only way that you find out that you don't have PTSD is a doctor decides to tell you, hey, you don't have PTSD. I don't feel like I have it anymore, especially not compared to how I used to have it, but it's still, like, the doctor can tell you, oh, you don't have it anymore whenever they feel like it. And if you've got one of those, like, cheating doctors, they might not ever tell you that. That way you have to keep coming back to them. So,
I think it falls into the realm of how paranoid people are. I mean, regardless of whatever mental state somebody is in, it depends on that level of the person's paranoia or, you know, the vision that's in. I mean, somebody has the gun violence has been on the rise of late, so then quote unquote regular normal people that just snap for whatever reason, and then they try to give the whole crazy spiel about it. But I mean, the way I feel about when guns should be handled is like, you know your laws, you know.
Hold on. Were you rolling your eyes earlier at me? I can cut you off whenever I damn well please. Were you rolling your eyes at me, or were you rolling your eyes at the gun control topic?
Well, like I was saying, as far as... All
right, then I'm still mad at you.
And really interrupted.
Remember, you're Plays co-host.
You're my co-host.
No, you're not.
Go
no,
ahead.
No,
the
no,
gun
we're not.
Violence. You hear me talking over you, because that means I'm being naughty. the topic of gun violence. Look, people need to realize you can put yourself, for the most part, in those bad situations, potentially killing somebody by carrying it with you all the time. Nobody, this is not the Wild West anymore. You don't need to have a gun on you for that, at least. On you for any reason. I mean, unless you're going through a bad neighborhood that you know you're going to go to, avoid the neighborhood. I mean,
right. More
chances than not, you pretty much know where you're going.
But, and, you know, the same thing goes for, like, cops. If they go through, you know, they have, like, something happens while they're on the job, and it's a traumatic event, and then they go back to, working the same job, they're strapped all the time. Like,
right.
So what? But then all again, of a sudden they can't do their job?
Then it goes to, like, what happened to non-lethal ways of defending yourself? The taser, the temperature.
That's not the way that we live today, though.
Okay, so you'd rather have a death on your hands? Wouldn't that add to the post, to the mental illness, if you use your gun and kill somebody?
I don't know. I haven't killed anybody lately.
Oh, okay. Well, you better do that. Let me know how that works out for you.
Okay, cool.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, why people have to, I need a gun? Well, there's also, you know, pepper spray and there's the taser that disables the attacker.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, with pepper spray, you don't know how you will react because you're probably going to get it on you if you use it. And so if you've got some sort of issue with that, then that could hurt you as well. That's why they always say to try it before you use it. Try it on yourself so that you know how you react. Knives, I don't feel like do a whole lot of good. Like, I keep a pocket knife in my car all the time.
Do you hear the word knife come out of my mouth?
Is it a what? No, I wasn't.
No, I did not say knife. I said pepper spray, taser.
Pepper spray or what? Taser?
Taser, yes.
Well, I don't have anything good to say about tasers, so I'm going to go on about my knives. Knives, I don't feel like they would do much. But,
that's
know,
why
like
I didn't say knives. So stop talking about knives. As long as you're not using knives, you're probably not going to send off somebody with a knife.
All right. You want me to stop inputting? You can just keep talking. I'll just sit here.
That's right. But I was saying, yes. Get to, you know, use non-lethal methods of defending yourself. I mean, You can even go take self-defense classes like, martial arts or, you know, kickboxing. You know, whatever, you know, get your confidence up that you can take care and defend yourself, you know, without self-defense. I don't feel like you need a gun to defend yourself against somebody who's attacking you when you can use other means of deterring that attack. Because somebody whips out a taser, I'm not about to, but somebody, if I was going to attack somebody whips out a taser, chances are, I'm going to say, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to go about my way. I don't feel like getting shot. So, I feel like tasers could be as good of a deterrent since you just kind of smashed my whole pepper spray still. Tasers are a better deterrent than guns. Especially if the people don't know how to use them.
I may speak. Oh, thank you. You're so funny. Let's go to music break. This is, I just honestly got tired of hearing him talk, to be perfectly honest. Like, I can't keep my mouth shut that long and let him just talk because it just gets on my nerves.
How are you going to say, all right, let me talk. All right, we're going to the music break. That's not talking. But go ahead. What? So you can turn it for listening.
Yeah. Great American rap restaurant. Rest in peace, young ass. Born live on the
First off, they beat the pine red, shame and all the damage that the white man wine did. Ghost dance, selling tears, 5 million beers a year, and all that other crime did. More people to the teachers, the blind kids, the red bells and small cells, keeping their mind big. So everything's hostile, suicide bombs and prosperity gospels, emaciated models, with cocaine and blood pouring out their nostrils. They got to, just to stay awake on the catwalk of life where everybody watch you. Straight hair, high heels, and a handbag. Racism and a land grab. Katrina, FEMA, trailers, human body sandbags. A peace sign and a pants sag. A money toss calls a nine stripper mad dash. A friend request following a hashtag. Now everybody wanted like the last laugh. A Michael Jackson jacket or a dab mask. Purple Jordans or the mixed girl in your math class. Stable is when the bad, bad, Baghdad. The corporate jets really had to have that gas band. War and they hope they all fall from the rat attack. Cause they're just more dinosaur for the Cadillac.
Live from the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. Well, I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Born live on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear.
have to say to all the man and turn around and treat Ghana like a garbage can. America's a big motherfucking garbage man. If you ain't know you part and parcel of the problem, you say no you ain't, and I say yes you is. Soon as you find out what planned obsolescence is, you say no they didn't, and I say yes they did. The definition of unnecessary near. Manifested, say that we should protest just to get arrested. That goes against all my hustling ethics. A bunch of jail niggas say it's highly ineffective. Depart from Martin, connect on Malcolm X tip. Insert ball when it's similar to separate. To me, the truth is more fulfilling than a method of finding really fast internet to have some sex with. It's all one song short of a set list. Couple croissants shy of a continental breakfast. Of blowing out your birthday candles just to make a death wish. So absurd, word to cheap bone necklace. Down at the Lakota Two Casino, a whole culture boiled down to giving you patino. I go with left with a heart in the chest, cause the horn of Africa is now starving to death.
Live on the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need, but I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Born live on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, let's round my way.
In all white Los Angeles, the dream of Mr. Chandler. Hope and pray they take Columbus Day up off the calendar. South Central, an example of God's gift. So shout to all the mothers raising babies in Spark 6. The projects, the Oakland City, Detroit ghost towns. Monopolies on poverty where D-Boy Coke bound. It's parts of Manila like the video for Thriller. But the U.S. Embassy is reminiscent of a villa. If poverty is chocolate and privilege vanilla, then what's the flavor of the Sunday preacher's pedophilia? Cash rules everything around these niggas. There's classrooms everywhere around me with her. Hither you can be Mr. Burns and Mr. Smithers. The tyrant or the slave, but nowhere in the middle of the extremes of America's dream. Freud by Neo, Freddy Cougar refereeing man.
Live on the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. But I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Born live on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, let's round my way.
And we're back. This is The Race on Six Man Radio. We've actually got a caller from over the break.
Yes, I do.
Jerome, you're there, all right.
Yes, I am.
And she should be loud, too. Are you there?
I am here still.
All right. So give us some. We kind of talked about over the music break your take on the whole gun control thing. We wanted to revisit that. Why don't you tell everyone how you feel about it?
Well, my whole thought was that, you know, I understand kind of like Rome's point of like there are other ways to defend yourself, and it doesn't always have to be, you know, with guns. There's other like ways, I guess, not knives because that's a taboo, but as you said, like tasers or, you know, pepper spray. But I don't believe that it is the government's job to determine, like, you're not allowed to use the gun. You know, I think it should be up to individuals to determine, like, which way they feel most comfortable with. So even if you have, like, a mental disorder, like a disability, if you can go through the class and you can pass it and you can show proficiency, like, using the weapon, then it's up to you to kind of determine whether you want to just keep it at home, like, take it with you, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, and what?
Oh, go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
I was just gonna say that I completely agree with that. I mean, I feel like it should be a choice for the person. I don't like being told what I can and can't do. Everyone hasn't figured that out already.
Yeah, we all know that.
But yeah, I would definitely rather have a say in it as well, just like what she was saying. You have anything to add?
No, I mean, just go back to what I was saying earlier. Yeah, the government should not be allowed to have to tell people. I'm just going to pretty much read.
She's gone again. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, that's all right. You're all that matters. He has been dropping all night if you've been listening.
Yes, I have. I've been wanting to call like many times to maybe just fill the awkwardness so you're not talking to no one on air.
I appreciate it. I'm glad somebody cares. Oh, look, he's back. Hi, Jerome.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
I'm
not really needed anymore.
Yeah, I've replaced you. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to reiterate what you two were saying already, but go ahead.
Oh.
Get myself situated over here.
Well, then I guess that's kind of my cue to exit. Thanks for having me on, though.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I'm so glad somebody finally called. That's always nice.
Call in any time.
I muted you. I'm sorry. Yeah, call in.
You muted me.
Yeah, I told you I replaced you, so I figured I didn't need you anymore. So the number is 646-478-3599. Call in any time. We'd love to talk to you.
Yes. Am I allowed to speak, or you still got the floor?
I have the floor.
All right,
okay, now you can speak.
No, I'm good. I don't want to say anything anymore. Silence and a mute.
I really
going through a lot over here.
My
phone's
excited.
My technology is crapping out on me. It's not. I'm having some issues. All right.
You're a mess. Yeah. Are you getting a little bit of emotional issues from this?
I am. It's not fair. I want to speak.
Let me speak. I have not been the one hanging up on you, though. I can promise you that.
So you say.
I'm not that mean. I have been struggling without you, I'll have to admit. Just don't ever bring that up in conversation ever again, what I just said.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Think about it.
We're going to go to another music break. We're going to do a throwback, though.
That was a throwback.
More of a throwback. You know what? You can go back to being quiet. We are going to play Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
turn that down a little bit.
Yeah, do that. Thank you.
I thought the song was over, so I was like, yeah. And it kept going. I was like, ooh, I like this. This is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, what a show.
That's it. Real smooth. Welcome back. This is The Race. You're listening to The Race. I'm Rome. You can find me on Twitter at Vibe and Rome.
But
my co-host.
He's never on there. And my co-host. No. I'm your host.
Yeah, what?
You're
my co-host. Go ahead.
No. I'm not. I'm the host. He's the co-host. And you can find me, the host, on Twitter at KAT5. C-O-L-B-Y. Like I've been saying all night, you can join in the discussion there, or you can call in and talk to us and not leave me alone by myself without a co-host like I've been multiple times tonight.
Well, this is me rebelling, and my technology is agreeing with me. Don't like
your
attitude. You're
rebelling because you couldn't get the host spot? I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. That was the most unsympathetic apology ever. It's all right, though. Sound effect, yes. Well, for all you returning listeners out there, as you know, we're getting better with each show. So now we have sound effects. So hopefully this will provide a more entertaining radio show for you to hear us go.
Let us be honest here, though. Maybe not this show, maybe next show, because somebody decided to go in and out all show. So maybe next show it'll be.
You're
awesome.
Just not
going to
let that go, are you?
Because Jerome just failed. Here's the fail button for Jerome. Yep.
That was the fail button?
I'm just playing with it now. That was clapping. Everybody was agreeing with me.
It's a fail
button.
They only know.
So, yeah, I apologize for all of the technical difficulties, even though it's all Jerome's fault.
That's fine. I'll take the blame this time. I still blame the Beauty Mirror Triangle, but, you know, that's just me. But, no, I have things sorted out come next week. You can find us here again, you know, same time. We have an hour and a half. We'll be talking starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so 8:30.
Yeah, and if he's not, you know, on point next week, I'm going to fire him and replace him again.
You can't fire me.
I can. I'm the host. Being a host.
You see, you guys see how I let her believe that? Just makes her, helps her get through the day. Let her believe that she's the host. I'm the host.
No. I let him think he's the host on occasion, but it's very rare.
Oh.
So, because it goes to his head for that, clearly it goes to his head pretty badly.
Right. Thank you all for listening in to our radio show.
Yes, and please join us again next week. Like you said, it's an hour and a half starting at 7 Eastern time. Like we've been saying, we'll have our stuff together. Tune in next week.
Yes, we will. Stop. Anyway, yes, thank you.
Did you just try to cut me off again?
I did.
We got to work on that, too. Everybody have a good night.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Change didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Tell me now, no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no longer.
Stop what I'm saying.
We gotta go.
said it.